Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are pulling back the curtain on something that's absolutely essential to the legal world, but it's often, you know, unseen, the logistics.
Exactly. We're getting into the mechanics of how the justice system actually functions on the ground.
Right. Our mission today is to really dive into the whole ecosystem of services from one particular firm in Louisiana Lafayette Process Servers, LLC.
And we're going to show you that this isn't just about, you know, delivering an envelope. It's so much more complex. It's investigative. It's tech-driven.
It's about being a full-service partner to the judicial system.
And that idea of a partner is built on experience. The founder, Scott Frank, has over 20 years just navigating Louisiana's legal procedures.
Which is huge, especially in a place as historically complex as Louisiana.
That kind of local experience is everything. It's often the difference between success and failure in a case.
Okay, so that gives us confidence. They're based in Carencro, right outside Lafayette.
Yep, 3419 NW Evangeline Thruway, Suite E3.
But what's the scale of the operation? Are we just talking about the Lafayette area?
No, it's statewide. The network covers all 64 Louisiana parishes. But, and this is the key thing for you to understand, they have an intense focus on specific judicial districts.
Because that's where the local rules really matter, right? It's not just one set of rules for the whole state.
Precisely. Think of it like a specialized map. They have deep, intimate knowledge of the 15th JDC.
Which covers Lafayette, Acadia, and Vermilion parishes.
Right. But also major hubs like the 19th JDC in Baton Rouge and the 14th JDC in Lake Charles. You just can't assume the process in one parish is the same as the next. That knowledge is what their clients are paying for.
Okay, let's unpack their core service then, professional process service. For anyone who isn't familiar, what exactly is service of process?
That's a great question. It's the formal act of notifying someone, a person or a company, that a legal action has started against them.
So you're serving them with official court documents.
Exactly. Summonses, subpoenas, citations, things like that. And it has to be done perfectly by the book.
Otherwise, the case can just fall apart.
It can stall or even get thrown out completely.
And their specialty is doing this fast and accurately. I see they have a few different tiers of service.
Yeah, they've really engineered speed into the whole operation. The baseline is routine service.
And that's, what, 3 to 5 days?
3 to 5 business days, yeah. But when things are urgent, they have rush service. That gets it down to 24 to 48 hours.
But the one that really stands out to me is the same day option. How is that even possible across such a wide area?
I mean, it's a huge logistical feat. It requires people on standby, optimized routes, and the tech to get proof of service back to the client almost instantly.
And I imagine they focus that same day service on their home turf.
You got it. Lafayette, Acadia, Vermilion, St. Landry, and St. Martin parishes. That's where they can promise maximum velocity.
Okay, so let's talk about the technology. It all starts with a secure document upload portal.
Right, that's the digital front door. It's for attorneys, businesses, anyone who needs to initiate a service. It's all about making the flow seamless.
So what are the steps for a user? It has to be simple.
It's very efficient. You just select your documents, upload them.
And then fill in the key details.
Yep. Name of the person or entity to be served, the address, and any special instructions like, you know, avoid the dog or only available after 5 p.m. Then you hit submit.
And then the clock starts ticking. How does the payment part work to keep things moving so fast?
This part is so critical to their speed. As soon as you upload, you get a confirmation email and then immediately a prepaid invoice.
And nothing happens until that's paid.
Nothing. The service is dispatched only after that invoice is paid. It's not just about money. It's a mechanism to prevent any delay between intake and deployment. It guarantees they can meet those rush or same day promises.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, so now let's shift gears. What happens when the person they need to serve is actively trying to avoid it?
Right. This is where they move from just being a delivery service to a real investigative partner.
And this is where it gets interesting.
The first tool in the toolbox is expert skip tracing. If the address is bad or the person has just disappeared, their tracers get to work.
Now, I can try to Google someone. What makes their skip tracing expert?
It's all about access. They use licensed non-public databases. This isn't stuff you or I can just look up.
So we're talking about things like utility records, professional licenses, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Data that basic internet searches will always miss. It saves clients weeks, sometimes months, of dead ends.
Okay, here's the one that sounds like it's straight out of a movie, the stakeout service.
It really does, but it's a very real and necessary service.
So you're talking about actual professional surveillance.
For those people who are actively dodging service, yes. They know they're being sued, so they avoid their home or office. Their professionals will monitor a location to serve them the second they appear.
And this has to be done with extreme care, legally and ethically.
Oh, absolutely. It's critical.
Yeah.
If a stakeout is done improperly, the service could be ruled invalid.
And all that time and money is just wasted.
Completely.
Yeah.
So the legal and ethical lines are non-negotiable.
Okay, let's talk about saving law firms time and money, the courthouse runner and court filing service.
The value here is it's just massive. It stops law firms from wasting billable hours.
You mean paying a high-priced paralegal or an associate to just stand in line at the courthouse?
That's it, exactly. Driving to the 15th JDC, finding parking, waiting just to file one document. It's a huge drain.
Just so the runners are there every day handling all that grunt work.
That's right. They're doing physical filings, retrieving documents, court research, delivering courtesy copies to a judge's chambers. It frees up the legal team to focus on, you know, the actual legal work.
And for really critical documents, they have a legal courier service.
This is for things you would never trust to a standard shipping company. Trial exhibits, original evidence, that sort of thing.
And this all comes down to maintaining the chain of custody, right? What does that mean here?
The chain of custody is the documented trail of who has possession of that item at all times. If that chain is broken, the evidence can be challenged and maybe even thrown out in court.
So a dedicated courier service ensures that paper trail is rock solid.
It ensures the evidence is admissible and secure.
Let's shift focus a bit to how they support local businesses. They act as a registered agent. Tell us what that is.
A registered agent is a business's official point of contact for legal documents. In Louisiana, it's a state requirement to have one.
And they are certified by the Louisiana Secretary of State to do this.
Correct.
So what's the benefit for a business? Is it just for convenience?
It's more about privacy and protection. The business uses the firm's Karen Crow address on public records.
So the owner's home address isn't out there for everyone to see.
Exactly. And when the company gets served with a lawsuit, the documents go to them. They immediately scan and forward them to the client.
So you get instant confidential notification.
Which is critical. They also provide a lot of support for landlords during, well, this stressful eviction process.
Right, which starts with serving the 5-day notice to vacate.
And that has to be done correctly. Once they serve it, they provide the landlord with an affidavit of service.
And what is that affidavit? Why is it so important?
The affidavit is a sworn, notarized statement from the process server. It proves to the court exactly when, where, and how the notice was delivered.
So without that proper affidavit,
the eviction case just stops in its tracks. It can't move forward.
Now, tying all these different services together, it seems like technology is the backbone of the whole operation.
It really is. They're using advanced software for real-time updates, GPS tracking on their servers.
So the client is never left wondering what's happening.
Never. And that tech also enables their 247 availability for those really urgent cases.
And they also have mobile notary services just for convenience.
Yeah, that's pure efficiency. Their notaries will travel to the client, a hospital, an office, wherever, to notarize documents. It just removes friction from the process.
Okay, we have to get to the most critical distinction in this entire deep dive. They are process servers and logistics experts, but there's a very clear line they do not cross.
A non-negotiable line. And it's essential for the integrity of the whole system.
They do not provide legal advice.
Ever. Their role is purely logistical.
Right.
They make the mechanics of the court process work. That's it.
And they have some very direct advice for you, the listener, if you ever get served with papers.
Right. Their disclaimer is very clear. If you are served with legal papers, you must consult with a qualified attorney immediately. A process server cannot give you advice on your rights and options.
And they also make it clear who they are not affiliated with.
Yeah, they explicitly say they aren't part of any law firm or government agency like the SEC or the IRS. It just reinforces their specific impartial role.
So to recap our deep dive, legal support in Louisiana is a highly specialized, tech-driven operation.
It's not just about running errands anymore.
It's complex investigations like stakeouts and skip tracing, combined with very specific local court knowledge, like for the 15th JDC. It's all designed to make the system work and save firms money.
And that precision is the foundation. The success of any legal action really hinges on the perfect execution of these logistics. Everything from that initial document upload to the final stakeout is about strict legal compliance. Which leaves us with a question for you to think about. If a case's success depends so much on these non-lawyer partners getting every detail right, how much does the quality of that logistical support truly dictate who wins or loses in court?